The Return of the King, Disc 11.
Then Treebeard said farewell to each of them in turn, and he bowed three times slowly and with great reverence to Celeborn and Galadriel.
It is long, long since we met by stock or by stone. Ah, Vanema, Vanema Leon Nostari, he said. It is said that we should meet only thus at the ending, for the world is changing. I feel it in the water, I feel it in the earth, and I smell it in the air. I do not think we shall meet again.
And Celeborn said,
I do not know, eldest.
But Galadriel said, Not in Middle-earth, nor until the lands that lie under the wave are lifted up again. Then in the willow meads of Tasarnan, we may meet in the spring. Farewell. Last of all, Merry and Pippin said goodbye to the old Ent, and he grew gayer as he looked at them.
Well, my merry folk, he said, will you drink another draught with me before you go?
Indeed we will, they said, and he took them aside into the shade of one of the trees, and there they saw that a great stone jar had been set. And Treebeard filled three bowls, and they drank. And they saw his strange eyes looking at them over the rim of his bowl.
Take care, he said, for you have already grown since I saw you last.
And they laughed and drained their bowls.
Well, goodbye, he said, and don't forget that if you hear any news of the Entwives in your land, you will send word to me.
Then he waved his great hands to all the company and went off into the trees. The travellers now rode with more speed, and they made their way towards the Gap of Rohan. And Aragorn took leave of them at last, close to that very place where Pippin had looked into the stone of Orthonk. The hobbits were grieved at this parting, for Aragorn had never failed them, and he had been their guide through many perils. I wish we could have a stone that we could see all our friends in, said Pippin, and that we could speak to them from far away.
Only one now remains that you could use, answered Aragorn. For you would not wish to see what the stone of Minas Tirith would show you. But the Palantir of Orthonk the king will keep, to see what is passing in his realm and what his servants are doing. For do not forget, Peregrine Took, that you are a knight of Gondor, and I do not release you from your service. You are going now on leave, but I may recall you. And remember, dear friends of the Shire, that my realm lies also in the north, and I shall come there one day.